I'm not a Monday guy.
I'm not crazy about it either. I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
Are you ready to go?
I'm warning you, I'm seriously stressed out here.
You always drink like this so early in the morning?
Isn't it a bit early in the day for the bottle? Even for you?
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
Make the radio call.
It's time to get up.
It's time to hear that pop.
This tape will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
We are go for launch.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Morning, everybody. Did you have a good weekend? I mean, you can't complain about the weather this weekend, right?
Yeah, you know, it was such a beautiful weekend. I saw two movies.
Hey, good move. Hey, really, what'd you see?
I saw Chappaquiddick. And yeah. Both were horror movies. I saw Chappaquiddick and I saw A Quiet Place.
Wow, there are a couple of uplifting films.
No, it was, I'm telling you right
now.
Hey,
how was A Quiet Place?
I got to tell, we're going to discuss it.
Can we review that?
We're going to do it, maybe, Dirty, we'll discuss it, Dirty Laundry, but let me tell you, I know the reason it's made, what, $127 million yeah. in 17 days? Because it's real good.
And it's back to number one
yeah,
at the box office.
I feel like I helped. Okay. John Krasinski, you can totally send me a card.
Okay, we got all that coming up this morning right here on the Lauren White Morning Show. We also have, oh, by the way, Billy, the Sox finally came down to earth a little bit. We lost 2 to Oakland over the weekend. So we'll talk to Billy and find out his feelings on the whole thing.
Is that the first no-hitter against Boston in 25 years?
Yep, absolutely.
Boom!
Boom
That's
is
no
right.
Fun.
You got that going here. We're going to tell you the very best thing you can possibly do before going to sleep. That big report is coming up at 7:25 this morning.
The very best thing.
The very best thing, according to experts, the best thing you can do before going to sleep. Now, I'm no expert, but I have an idea or two. Okay, so we'll share all of this morning. Plus, we got so I'll give somebody a chance to win a grand in 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And we got more cash coming up for you this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house. Or catch up on the Lauren and Wally podcast you missed on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Feel the tension in the air, ladies and gentlemen, because Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air. Let us meet our contestant this morning. Our contestant is a student from Regis studying radiology.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. And her name is Kristen McCarty. Good morning, Kristen, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Program. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Quite well, thank you. So you're studying radiology at Regis, is that correct?
I'm trying.
What a coincidence. Hank once studied radiology at Regis.
That's right, and I failed.
Yeah, he failed miserably.
Wow.
Okay, here's the deal. What we want you to do now is we want you to relax. We want you to completely ignore the pressure. Don't let it cross your mind that your friends will probably be listening, and they may think...
I have no friends up here. It's fine.
I'm with you. I have no friends up here either.
Okay. And your associates may be thinking, wow, if she doesn't do well, she's really stupid. Don't let that cross your mind, okay? You're going to do just fine on this thing, okay?
I'm trying to psych you up.
Right. No pressure. No pressure at all. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You will have 60 seconds to respond to all 10 of those questions, and hopefully you get them all right. If you do, you're going to win $1,000 in cash. If you're not confident about an answer, don't waste your time. Just... skip it. Move on to the next one. Say pass. We get to the end. Any time left over, you go back and pick them up. Are you prepared?
I'm super kind of prepared.
You're going to be great. Yeah. Don't you worry.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
When a traffic light turns green, does it mean stop or go?
Go.
What comedian stars in the new comedy I Feel Pretty?
Amy Schumer.
How much weight did Charlize Theron gain for her new movie Tully?
50 pounds.
How many sides does a heptagon have?
Oh, man. Pass.
Where was the Oprah Winfrey Show filmed?
Pass.
What does the letter in P in SAP stand for?
Pass.
Where was Neil Armstrong when he said one small step for man?
The moon.
Excuse me?
Yes.
The moon.
Okay, what band sings the song Don't Stop Believing?
Pass.
Boba Fett is a character from what movie universe?
Pass.
What kind of animal is a palm chat?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
What kind of animal is a palm chat?
Pass.
Okay, let's go to how many signs does a heptagon have? Right, oh my God, you started out strong.
Oh my God, we're out of time. Okay, according to my calculation, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct on that.
Four is good for Friday.
Go back and review, if you would, please.
420, it's real good. Okay, so how many sides does a heptagon have? It has 7 sides. Oprah Winfrey Show was filmed in Chicago. The letter P in ASAP stands for possible.
Oh, yeah.
What band sings the song Don't Stop Believing? Journey. Boba Fett is a character from what movie universe, Brian Bell?
Star Wars.
Okay.
Come on.
Hello. A palm chat is a bird. I know. That was a tough one, right?
Baseball.
Consolation prize to you, Kristen.
You get a consolation prize.
A 4-pack of Fandango passes to see Rampage starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Are you a rock star? Get it? Rock star?
I get it.
Okay, apparently not.
Oh,
it's in theaters right
okay.
now. I think you got what it takes to play everybody else. You can log on to WRR.com, sign up, and we could be calling you next. Have yourself a great day and a fantastic weekend, Kristen. And thank you for being a member. Okay, take care now.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
It's time now for your 620 Men from Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus unexpectedly drops by Lem's place, and we hear...
Hey, Lem! Hey! Come on in, Ephus!
What in God's name is that?
It's a tuba, you moron.
Well, where'd you get it?
I borrowed it from that kid next door.
I sure didn't know you could play the tuba.
Oh, I can't.
You can't?
No, and now neither can that little... next door.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Hey,
right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Oh my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning and welcome to your Monday morning movie review right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio program. Okay, so if your family would last how long? Like 2 minutes if you had to go through this?
Maybe 30 seconds.
Okay.
A Quiet Place. It's basically the premise of this movie is that you have to be quiet. Now, I live with the loud family, and so we would be just goners. All right, so this is John Krasinski's movie with his wife, Emily Blunt. He wrote and directed it. It's kind of like a sleeper, you know? He's not like a big director. He's the guy from The Office. And I'm telling you, he hit it out of the ballpark. Here, I have a little clip from A Quiet Place. You ready?
Oh, I get it. That's kind of funny.
Anyway, okay. I would play a clip, but it's all pretty quiet. The premise is that it's a post sort of alien apocalyptic world. I don't even know how to say that. And these aliens can hear. They can't see. They can't do it. But when they hear something, they eat it.
Oh, okay? Wow. Really? Okay, they don't have a sense of sight?
Nope. They don't have.
They only hear. Only hearing.
They can hear. And so this family, Emily Blunt, John Krasinski, their 3 children, they're trying to live in this world where they have to be quiet. Now, their eldest daughter is hearing impaired, and so they already know sign language and things like that. They set up this sort of elaborate way of living where they put sand down so that they have little spots on the floor so they don't hear creaking. And the movie experience, now, like, you know, a lot of people, I'm trying to convince Brian Bell.
Yeah, I don't like horror movies.
He doesn't like horror movies. It's not a horror movie insofar. It's frightening, but it's suspenseful and it's fascinating. And the only way you have to see it is in the movie theater. Now, pray you don't sit next to it like somebody who's a loud eater. I was eating a Milk Dud, which is not a loud candy.
That's true.
Not a loud candy at all. It is a very quiet candy. And it was. I might have as well been eating Captain Crunch. I was like, this is the loudest candy ever. And so you're sitting there and you're in this completely quiet theater and the movie is quiet and they're always saying shh. And you're like, just be quiet. And it's amazing. And it's an hour and 30 minutes of intense awesomeness. And you will not be disappointed. It made another $22 million this weekend. It's been open 17 days. It's made like $132 or $123, I'm juxtaposing the numbers, million dollars so far in the United States.
And there's really no big dialogue in the thing.
Well, there is dialogue, but it's all facial expressions. And there's sign language. And there's a little bit of talking, but it's very...
Okay, for the sign language, they have closed captioning, so you know what they're saying.
Yes, you know what they're saying. So okay, it's all, yeah, okay. It's all very good. It's just, it's.
Are they saying, be quiet?
Yeah, exactly.
Does anybody get eaten?
I can't tell you that. That's a spoiler alert. It's just so good. Just imagine trying to, I mean, it's a little bit of a spoiler, but just trying to imagine having, hurting yourself or having a baby in complete silence.
Okay. Sounds pretty cool.
Oh, it's, oh, wow. I'm telling you, you know what, we'll put up a little bit of a clip on WROR.com if you've seen it, comment, because I just want to talk about, it's one of those movies you just want
to
talk about
to
with
somebody
people,
about,
and
yeah,
nobody
okay.
in this room has seen it.
No, it's too scary.
Oh,
what,
it's
was
not.
It, were you afraid when you went to work this morning?
No, I realized how I would be eaten in 2 seconds. I thought I was the quietest person in the morning. I'm so loud. It's like bang, 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 bang.
Okay. Yeah, a quiet place. Okay, now coming up 6:45 this morning, Hank's going to bring up speed. Not good news.
Yeah, it's a bad weekend for
bad weekend for Boston sports fans.
Gronk did address his.
He did.
The Patriots.
Yeah, we got a little thing from Gronk coming up for you. And Verlander, you know the pitcher Verlander from Houston.
Yeah.
Okay, he just. Who did he marry? He married
Verlander. That's what I'm going to call him now.
Yeah, Kate Upton.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Oh yeah.
So he came up with a brilliant idea on how to handle. Fans in the stands heckling him.
Oh. Okay,
kind of along the lines of the movie. Is
exactly. Right? Precisely. Right?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So Jason Verlander, big pitcher for the Houston Astros, big part of the World Series win for the Astros last year. So you know how some people go to a baseball game and they think that just because they bought a ticket to a baseball game, it gives them the right to be obnoxious and stand up there and say horrible things, shout horrible things at the players. So he's got this guy, you know, an obnoxious fan, and this is over the weekend, and he's playing in Chicago. And the guy is, like, screaming at him, you know. They're pretty good at Fenway now, of taking people and saying, hey.
Yeah, it's family-friendly.
You know, yeah, get out of here, you know. So here's how Verlander handled it. He pops up out of the dugout, and he's got a bunch of signs, and the signs say, no, you suck.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Didn't say a word.
And the fans went crazy
and
for
yeah,
him.
Yeah, the fans loved it.
Wow. Really?
So, hey, good for him. And speaking of sports, Hank is here. Boy, we got a lot of stuff for you. This is important stuff.
It was a tough weekend, but Gronk, you know, he bought into that horse race, that horse, Gronkowski,
that's going to run
in the Kentucky Derby in a week and a half. And then on Saturday, he was out at Gillette Stadium. He was back on the field, but it was part of the Monster Energy Cup Supercross. And people really wanted to know one thing. Are you going to play any football?
Rob, what's your status for the football season? Are you playing with the Patriots this year?
Status is doing really great. I've been riding dirt bikes. I've been training really hard. I can vroom vroom really good.
Oh, my God.
I can ride that bike like no other. And my speed is up there.
Are you still contemplating retirement from football?
It depends on how my racing skills go today. Just drinking Monster Energy cracks so you can get wild. Crazy stuff.
Really?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I love Gronk, but yeah. Come on, let's go.
Right, it's starting to get a little bit boring.
Yeah, let's go.
The whole,
let's
I'm
go.
Not going to play.
Go. Let's move on with it.
He did say no. I'm not going to take part in the volunteer workouts. And they said in the end, you're going to play. So maybe. And away he went. And it didn't get any better for the rest of the local teams either.
Really?
Celtics. Celtics rallied from a 20-point deficit to take the lead with less than a minute left, but. The Bucks pulled out a 104-102 win in Milwaukee yesterday, tying that series at two games apiece. Giannis Antetokounmpo tipped in a rebound with five seconds left. Then Marcus Morris missed a jumper at the buzzer that would have tied the game. Jaylen Brown, a big game again, 34 points. Game 5 at the Garden tomorrow night. Bruins can close out the Maple Leafs tonight. Game 6 at the TD Garden. The Leafs staved off elimination with a 4-3 win Saturday night in Toronto. Tuca was awful, and he's been so good.
Yeah, it was.
Chris Davis blasted a 3-run home run off David Price in the bottom of the 8th. The A's beat the Red Sox 4-1 for the second straight day. Sox were no-hit by Sean Manaea on Saturday in a 3-0 loss. Sox have the day off today. Rick Porcello against the Jays. Jay Happ tomorrow night in Toronto. And the NFL draft begins Thursday. The Patriots own the 23rd and 31st picks in the first round. Are they going to take a tackle? Will they take a quarterback? Will they take a tight end?
Who knows?
Everybody will be watching on Thursday.
Okay, we got your Brian Bellbuster coming up next. What are we doing today?
Today's is brought to you by Citizens Bank, and Lori just wants her dress back from the dry cleaners, but her friend wanted to get her a Brian Bellbuster.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Put a stain on a stain? Is that what you're trying?
Well, it was a little discolored.
Okay, so it's worse now, is what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. Once we bleached it completely.
What?
So we could kind of get a fresh start.
The blue dress.
Right, so then we colored it blue again.
So you bleached it and then you dyed it?
And re-dyed it. That also did not work.
The Lauren and Wally Show. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
Okay, so Lori has a big christening coming up, and she needs her lucky dress back from the dry cleaners. But her friend Eva wanted to mess with her for her birthday, so I called her as the dry cleaners to let her know there was a little problem with the dress.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Lori.
Yeah, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori. Bruce from Dry Cleaners here.
Okay. What's going on?
Just calling about, you have a dress here?
Yeah.
I'm sure this is the correct dress. A blue dress?
It should be ready. I was going to pick it up. Is it not ready?
Well, we might need a little bit more time. There was that small stain down at the bottom of the dress that,
Wait a minute. No, I need, this is very, no, I need this for a christening. This is a big deal. I'm sorry. But,
okay, well,
no, that's not going to work.
We've done the stain removal. We did, you know, the regular dry solution on there, and it just didn't quite come out enough. So we had tried a little bit of a liquid, and it gave it a little bit of a discoloration there in the stain.
What?
So
what?
Yeah.
What
so
do you mean?
Well, it was a pretty good stain. I'm not sure what you'd get on that dress, but we got the
so
stain.
You, wait a minute.
Yeah.
You put a stain on a stain? Is that what you're trying?
Well, it was a little discolored.
So you made the dress. Okay, so it's worse now. Is what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. Once we couldn't quite get it out, what I did was we bleached it completely.
What?
So we could kind of get a fresh start.
Dress.
Yeah, so then we
bleached a blue dress.
Right, so then we colored it blue again to try to get it all even.
Okay. So you bleached it and then you dyed it?
And re-dyed it. That also did not work. Unfortunately.
What are you talking about?
Well, and then we tried to get the stain. It was a very stubborn stain, and we used a very powerful detergent, and it actually kind of ate a hole right there where the stain was.
You've got to be, this is ridiculous.
So here's what we did from there.
This is unacceptable. I don't even know.
No, what we did then, we made some very delicate laser cut patterns around the hole and made a whole pattern around the dress. It looks really nice.
What?
And the blue is very close to its original color now.
I can't even picture what are you even saying? How would this even fit my body at this point? Like, I don't even...
Oh, it's still the same size.
What?
Yeah, but it's a little bit different blue, and around the bottom of the dress now it has these little, you know, kind of a pattern of laser cutouts.
They're
kind of like little bunnies. And it should be ready tomorrow.
No! First of all, I need it today. If it's not perfect, you're paying me. Because now I have to go out to a store. I don't even know if I'm going to have time and buy something else. So, you know what? I'm probably just going to have to take you to small claims at this point. This is completely unacceptable. I've never even heard of something like this.
Yeah. You know why?
Why? You tell me why.
Because this is a Brian Bellbuster, Lori.
Oh, my God.
Your friend Eva let us know that you had this dress out at the cleaners, and she kind of wanted to mess with you for your birthday.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill her. Oh, my God. You know, I was literally, I couldn't breathe. That was so, I cannot believe it.
Don't worry. I think your dress should be ready.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And you can get Eva back for her birthday, too, okay?
I don't need, please. Obviously. Oh, my God. Thank you. Wow.
All right, well, go pick your dress up from the real dry cleaner, and thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Morning, everybody. 7:13, and there's trouble in paradise. Okay, so what happened? What happened?
Well, no, it was just this weekend. You know, my wife was upset with me for something that I didn't even realize I was doing.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I'm sure it's
That's
happened.
Usually the case.
Yeah, yes. But normally I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes complete sense. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But not this time.
No?
No. So, you know, pretty regular weekend. Okay, you know,
kids,
sports. We had a lot of stuff going on. I helped a buddy demo a deck. I got a PMC training ride in.
Yep.
Good stuff. We were outside doing stuff. I'm like, okay, cool. And then Saturday, we're getting dinner ready. And my wife said that we had something to talk about.
Oh, like seriously? Like,
what are these things? Hey, we need to talk?
Yeah, I'm like,
I hate those.
Really?
Oh, that's like see me in red ink on
I know,
test.
Right?
Oh.
So this is like right around dinner time?
So, yeah. So I'm like, okay. So now my brain's going like, all right.
What'd I do?
What did I do today?
Were you nervous like inside?
Did I empty the... I'm like, what did I not do around the house? Did I do the dishwasher? Did I switch the laundry? I had no idea. And then also, I'm entering the Bermuda Triangle of our relationship.
Really?
Yeah, because her birthday is this week.
Oh.
Yeah. Then our anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah. A couple days later, and then Mother's Day. So it's
it's awful.
Bermuda Triangle.
Tough order to negotiate.
And I never go 3 for 3.
Right.
So I'm like, wait, but that hasn't happened yet. So she'll be mad at me about that next weekend. So I can't figure it out. So then after dinner, she says, you know, clearing up, and kids are playing in the other room. She goes, I'm like, oh. She's like, what are you talking? I'm like, all right, what is it? She's like, you never call me by my name.
What?
You really? Never say my name.
Say my name, say my name.
Yeah, it's important. Beyonce sings about it.
I know.
Really?
What do you call her?
Yeah, what do you call her?
Then I start thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, you're right. Like, I never, ever, I'm like, hun, babe, you know.
Little pet names.
Hey, you.
Yeah.
Hey, you, other person in this house.
Yeah, I get that.
I never really do. Like, I'm like, wow, you're totally right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't anything, you know, was consciously doing.
Seriously, that's like when you were a kid and your mom called you by your full name, you knew that you were in trouble at that point, right?
Well, yeah. So then I kind of hear it more like this.
Now. Say my name, Eisenberg. You're damn right.
Okay, so Sunday morning,
here it comes.
I get up. We're getting ready. We have flag football. So my wife's in the shower. I get down. I'm feeding the kids breakfast. I'm making coffee. She comes down, and I say, Caitlin, would you like some coffee?
Oh, my God. That's just weird.
And she looks at me, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I was saying your name. She's like, stop it. It's weird. It sounds weird. It's so strange. So I'm just curious. Like, LBF, you're a wife.
Yes, for now.
Is this normal?
Well, you know, it's very funny that you say that because about 5 years ago, I said that to Dave.
Really?
I said, you know what? Because they're like, hey, babe, hey, bubby, yeah. Hey, blah, blah. And I said, you know, you never... say my name. Like, I call him Dave Falcone. He doesn't call me anything.
My wife calls me Brian Bell.
See, I'm like, well, I just
very formal.
Differentiate between all the other Daves in my life,
that's
I guess.
A good point.
But yeah, no, and I brought it up to him too. And then, so and the same sort of reaction.
And it's weird.
Because I said to him, he's like, hey, Lauren. I'm like, what? Because every time every time he used my name, it was either he was yelling
in a serious
for
situation?
Me
yeah, okay.
Because something was going on with Lucy or there was an emergency. So I was like, stop. I can't okay. I can't take the stress.
Well, what's normal? What's normal?
I don't know.
What do you call Pam?
Well, you know what? It's usually when there's a distance between us is when I really call her by her name. Like if she's upstairs, you go,
right.
Hey,
yeah.
Pam.
Pam. Yeah.
You
okay.
know, just to get, because you could be yelling for anybody.
Okay.
So you need to identify, hey, Pam.
But when
and if I do say, usually if it's kind of contentious if the name gets said.
Right.
It's like using a child's full name. It's just don't do it. It's
or she would say, what do you think? You're my father?
And if
sounds parental.
And if you call her Pamela,
yes.
That's really, is that trouble?
Maybe that
never call her Pamela.
Okay, really, okay.
I learned that in 1992.
Okay.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work if I called my wife Pamela either.
Nope. Exactly. I was really pissed when Dave called me Kate.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to call. I'm going to put her name on the birthday card, and we'll go from
do,
there.
If you don't.
That's right.
Yeah, when's her birthday?
Wednesday.
Oh!
Stay tuned.
617-931-1057. I'd like to know what kind of problems you have encountered, and your men from Maine is coming up next. And Effie goes in to get a chocolate sundae at the drugstore.
Oh, yeah?
And... Well, you know, comedy ensues right here, 105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. So, you know how we're just talking about not calling your spouse, your significant other, by their actual name.
Yeah.
Just use a nickname. So, LBF, tell everybody what you were calling Dave for. Now, this is a couple few years ago, right? Okay.
Yeah,
so how long
reason,
did you call him this?
Maybe 6 months or something, but I started calling him Big Daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, hey, Big Daddy. He's like, you know what? I'm going to start calling you Big Mama. I'm like, what? And all of a sudden he's like, hey, Big Mama. I'm like, no, that's
doesn't go both ways. Doesn't quite go
that
both ways.
That was the worst nickname.
Okay, hang on.
Ever.
We got Mary's on line this morning. Hey, Mary, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So what's up, Mary?
Well, I won't let my husband call me Mary.
Really? Why not?
And he thinks that's weird because he's been calling me Sweetie for 20 years. And if he calls me Mary, it just isn't right.
Something's wrong,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds like he's mad.
Yeah, you suddenly get suspicious.
Right. Yeah.
He's allowed to introduce me as Mary, but that's it. That's where the line is drawn.
That's good, because it'd be weird if he's like, this is Sweetie. I'd be like, what?
Have a great day. Thanks for calling, okay?
Have a good one, Mary.
Have a good one, Sweetie.
Okay. have a great day, Sweetie. Take good care of yourself, and it's time now for your 720 Men from Maine. So here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie walks into the Bangor Apothecary and Soda Shop and speaks to pharmacist Wal Green, and we hear...
Excuse me, Walt. Do you fit men for jock straps in here?
Sure do. As a matter of fact, I just sold one.
Well, in that case, then, would you go wash your hands and make me a double scoop root beer float?
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, I believe that you can safely say that this is the educational segment of the program this morning, because we're going to tell you the best thing you can possibly do before you go to sleep.
Okay, here's the thing. Sleep is important. It's important to get to sleep. It's important to stay asleep. It's important to wake up with a fresh and clear mind. And you know what, everybody? You're doing it wrong. The most important thing you can do right before you get into bed and fall asleep.
Yeah.
First, get in bed.
Yeah.
Put the covers over you. Uh-huh. Put your head right down.
Take off all your clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you can take off all your clothes, but I'm going to call the police. And you reach over to set your alarm. Do it on an alarm clock. Not your phone. Don't look at your phone. Throw your phone across the room and don't look at it ever again until you wake up. Actually, don't even do it when you wake up. Right. Wait until you take a shower. The most important thing you can do before you go to bed is not look at your phone. Not have it near you. Now, a lot of us, I think everybody in this room, I wake up to my alarm on my phone as well as a regular alarm because I don't want to miss work because I don't want to get fired. But do you do the same thing? Phone?
My watch, actually.
Okay, phone, watch, same diff.
It's a watch.
Yep. It's a watch that's a phone. It's an Apple Watch. What about you? Phone?
My phone is my alarm.
Yes. Is your phone your alarm?
I have 26 alarms set on my phone.
Yeah. So of course you do. That's adorable. I have like 5, so I'm... do you check it before you go to bed?
Absolutely.
That is the worst thing you can do.
Look at me. That's why. Yeah, I'm sleep deprived.
Do you check it before you go to bed?
Yes, I do.
Worst thing you can do. You?
No.
You lie.
I just make sure the alarm's on.
Do you read anything? Quick Facebook read?
Nope.
When you wake up, first thing you do in the morning, do you do that?
Absolutely.
No.
Now, is it because it makes you think or because the bright screen activates your brain?
I think the bright screen activates your brain, but mostly it's because it makes you think. You don't go to bed with a clear head and just breathing and whatnot. You're just scrolling and doing that addictive thing. It's kind of like drinking or smoking or any before you go to bed. You're not supposed to
smoke or drink before you go to bed either?
Oh, no, my God. I know, right?
What are we going to do?
No wonder I'm sleeping terribly. That's so that you have to get away from your cell phone. You have or your Apple Watch. You have.
Well, how
to.
The heck am I supposed to wake up?
And an old-fashioned alarm or a rooster.
What if the power goes out?
What? I don't know. I don't have the whole information. I
okay,
just have the
help us. This is a bogus report.
No, you just, how did you wake up before?
I believe that if I check my phone before I go to bed, I'm going to sleep better because I know, okay, check this off, check this off. I'm in good shape. I know everything I need to know before
that,
I go to sleep.
But it's not true.
Really?
You know what? I challenge you, sir.
Yeah?
To a week without getting up via your phone. Use an old-fashioned alarm and see what happens.
This is my plan to have him not come into work.
Really?
Where is he? No. I just wonder if you'd feel a little bit more restful.
I'll try it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try. I'll try it, by golly.
Gonna have to go out and buy an alarm clock
today.
Do you
have an alarm clock?
I got an alarm clock.
Yeah, I have one too. Yeah. So, okay, all right.
Yeah,
let's
I use an old school alarm clock for a backup.
Me too. But use it as the first thing and then make sure that somebody calls. You can call a hotel and have them wake you up.
Call a hotel and have them wake me up.
Yeah, I used to be a PBX operator for a hotel, and people would call me and make sure that I was up, but they wouldn't be staying at the hotel. It would be like friends and family. Call me to wake up.
Are you kidding me?
Wake up call, yeah.
Really? Okay.
It used to be
anyway,
nine.
Have a friend. Yes.
They used to have 976 wake. It was $2 a call, but it always woke me up.
Anyway, no cell phones before bed. Do you hear me? We all agree?
Okay, we got it. Got it. Okay. And coming up during the Dirty Laundry update, this is pretty big. Somebody's having a baby.
Somebody's
Harvey, having a baby.
We are live from the hospital.
Okay. It's happening, right?
And we got audio, and it's amazing.
Okay. Hey. Okay, time to get directly to the 7:45 Dirty Laundry update. Okay, I'll be up. Who's having the baby and what's going on right now?
Okay, this is brought to you by a neighborhood health plan. How appropriate. All right, we got Michelle Pfeiffer, what she ate when she filmed Scarface, Mini-Me's Final Days. But first, call the midwives. Kate Middleton is in labor, and we're live from St. Mary's Hospital in the Paddington section of London. Here, we got the audio.
Try not to make any noise. Push everything into your bottom, darling.
Mine.
Cracking stuff. Oh, I can't do it. I need to gas. Let's have a baby instead. Come on. Good girl. Go on.
Wow. Holy cow.
All right.
That sounds like the Muppets have a baby.
Yeah, well, you know, it's no fun. Okay, well, we'll return to that in just a moment. Okay, so Princess Kate, yes, she is in labor. They sent out a royal tweet earlier.
And
she's pregnant with her third child. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but we're going to find out. And no names yet. I'm gunning for Lucy because she has a Charlotte already, and I have a niece named Charlotte. And I'm just hoping that we can feel as royal as we possibly can. I don't know. I'm very excited about it. Here, let's go back and see if we have any more. Oh, no. She's still going. Okay, there you go. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's the 35th anniversary of the making of Scarface. Hello to my little friends. And Michelle Pfeiffer was on a panel, and some reporter asked her how she got so skinny for the role. Ugh, whatever. But in the interest of acting, because we did talk about how Charlize Theron gained 50 pounds for Tully. Yes, I made it up. It's my report. I get to make up any words
I
want.
Okay, yeah, go with it. Go with acting. That's a good word.
We need to disclose what is she? Was she a coked up prostitute in that movie?
Yes.
Okay, just saying. All right, so if you want to play a coked up prostitute in a movie, you have to eat tomato soup and smoke cigarettes for 6 months. And that is basically what Michelle Pfeiffer did because she said she lost a lot of weight for the role because it was only supposed to last 3 months, the shooting, but it ended up lasting 6 months.
Hmm.
And so in the filming of the movie, when she got really like sickly looking, I don't think she really looked that sick, by the way. She kept losing weight and weight and weight, and it was. They're like, next week we're going to shoot that final scene. Next week,
and people. And that's when Al Pacino introduced her and say hello to my little friend.
Yes,
right?
I remember that.
She was getting
that line
smaller
came from.
And smaller and smaller. And speaking of small, this is kind of bad news. Vern Troyer, aka Mini-Me from Austin Powers, he died this weekend. He died on Saturday. He was 49 years old. And he had struggled with alcoholism and depression. Apparently, he was in rehab, and then he, because he had been sort of had suicidal thoughts and had been on some sort of awful bender, and her had the family called. And he was in Austin Powers, obviously, but he was also in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. He was in The Love Guru, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. You know, he had a lot of stuff going on, and I feel really bad that he's gone. But boy,
it's too bad. A lot
he
of
was,
issues.
Yeah, a lot of issues. But his family did say that, you know, depression and suicide are very serious issues. You never know what kind of battle someone is going through inside. Be kind to one another. So I'm going to leave you on that note. Try to do that, Lauren.
Okay, in the meantime, coming up next, never happened. Coming up next, we got the Brian Bellbuster. And today, it's all about the dry cleaners.
That's right. It's Lori's birthday, and we're going to mess with her. She just wants her favorite dress back from the dry cleaners. That's all.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Put a stain on a stain? Is that what you're trying?
It was a little discolored.
Okay, so it's worse now, is what you're trying to say?
Oh, no. Once we bleached it completely.
What?
So we could kind of get a fresh start.
The blue dress.
Right, so then we colored it blue again.
So you bleached it and then you dyed it?
Kind of re-dyed it. That also did not work.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally's.
We would love to give away $1,000 in cash. And now a warm welcome for our contestant on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds this morning. Please welcome Vivian Gotti, who is from Medford, Massachusetts. Good morning, Vivian. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great, thanks. And how's the Gotti family?
We're all doing well, thank you.
Good. Can you tell us exactly where you are? Are you still in that witness protection program that's going on right now? No comment. Okay, now here's what's going to happen, Vivian. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during a span of 1 minute, 60 seconds. You'll hear the clock ticking in the background, clocking down to the buzzer. If you can answer all 10 questions correctly within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash. It's really very, very simple. If you don't know the answer to the question, simply say pass, move on as fast as you can. We get through them all. We have time left. We come back. We pick up the ones you missed. Are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
True or false, brown cows make chocolate milk?
False.
Slippery When Wet is a famous album by what band?
I'm sorry, what else? Pass.
In the TV show Friends, what is Chandler's last name?
Pass.
Which fast food restaurant serves the Whopper?
Burger King.
If you were to list them alphabetically, which of Santa's reindeer would come first?
Donner. Listen.
What country was the first to use the metric system? Canada, France, or Iceland?
Iceland.
Heathrow is an international airport in what city?
England.
What is Barbie's full name?
Okay.
How many meters are in a hectometer?
8.
What is George W. Bush's wife's name?
Barbara.
Slippery When Wet is a famous album by what band?
I'm terribly sorry. According to my calculations here, you were successful in 1, 2, 3, 4. So, let's review, LBF.
Well, it's good news that you know that brown cows do not make chocolate milk. They make chocolate ice cream.
Everybody knows
Slippery
that.
When Wet is a famous album by Bon Jovi. Chandler's last name in Friends is Bing. You got Blitzen right. Do it quick with Donner and then Blitzen. The country the first to use the metric system is France. Heathrow's international airport is in London. Barbary's full name is Barbara Millicent Roberts. There are 100 meters in a hectometer, and George W. Bush's wife's name is Laura.
But for you, a fine consolation prize this morning. A pair of tickets. Oh, I think you're going to like this a whole bunch. You're going to see Styx with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Wow! Even when you lose, you win.
Coming
here.
Coming up June 27th at Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Congratulations. Enjoy that. By the way, tickets are on sale right now at LifeNation.com. Hey, thanks for playing the game. Have yourself a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, everybody else, if you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds, enter and get all the details right now at WROR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for three things you need to know today, right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, and one of the things we really need to know is about William Shakespeare, because today is his birthday. And you will not believe what influence he had on us. And you didn't even realize that you say stuff. You're such a Shakespearean scholar, because
you
say stuff every day.
I'm going to give you more than three things.
Okay.
because it's Shakespeare's 454th birthday today. And, you know, Shakespeare, Shakespeare. Well, I have no idea that I was a Shakespearean scholar that could probably go teach at Harvard, because
I'm sure
I am
you could, yes.
constantly quoting the man, and I never knew it, and you are constantly quoting the man, and you never knew it.
Well, and yet, I still hate when it comes up as a category on Jeopardy.
Amazing. Don't be intimidated, because basically he invented...
Okay, give us some of the stuff we all quoted.
What haveth doth they?
I haveth this.
Yes, yes, what doth they say?
For goodness sake, that's one.
That's Shakespearean.
Good
okay.
riddance, him.
Shakespeare.
Play fast and loose. Shakespeare.
Okay. Wow.
Wild Goose Chase.
Shakespeare.
Who knew?
Wow.
Laughing Stock.
Shakespeare.
Dead as a Doornail.
Shakespeare.
Eating Me Out of House and Home.
Shakespeare.
Off wow. with His Head.
Shakespeare.
Fancy Free. Part. It's Greek to Me. Pure as the Driven Snow. You've Got to Be Cruel to Be Kind. That's even a
cruel
song.
Cruel to Be Kind.
Nick Lowe, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought Nick Lowe wrote that.
Wear My Heart Upon My Sleeve, Kill With Kindness, There's a Method to My Madness, Woe, Woe Is Me, and Knock, Knock, Who's There?
What about Dilly Dilly?
Nope.
Is that in there?
Dilly Dilly's not in there.
Not in there. I mean, that's not even the whole list.
So he's the author of Knock, Knock jokes, huh?
He I didn't pretty much that. Is. I mean, I like, yeah. seriously, your first grader is a Shakespearean wow. scholar by saying Knock, Knock jokes.
Oh, there you go. That's amazing.
Hank, you know what else he said I just read? Though she be but little, she is fierce.
Never caught up.
That's that little. That's that statue, right? Down on Wall Street.
Here we go. Oh yes, we're extremely excited because we are going to chat with Bill the Spaceman Lee, the fabulous pitching legend of the mighty Boston Red Sox, and it's all about baseball and life in general. Good morning, Bill. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
Morning. So,
I'm in my short sleeve shirt. I'm on the front porch. I've been pulling weeds, and I'm looking for a sign, and that song just gave it to me. Highway to Hell is a show about a trucker from Hope, B.C., where Diana's mom and dad courted. And it's on the Weather Channel, 8 o'clock on Sundays. And it's on the Coquihalla River, and I think I just bought a piece of property right on the edge of the Highway to Hell.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay.
Somehow that doesn't surprise me at all, Bill.
Congratulations.
Signs and serendipity, I live my life. And I watch the Red Sox, and they're done. I can't believe it.
They're done.
It's over, right, Bill?
It's over. I can't believe it. They got someone, the canary in the mine shaft, someone got a whiff of poison, and they all rolled over and died.
All right, so, Bill, what's your feeling about David Price after two pretty good West Coast outings?
I love him. You know, I just wish he had thrown a changeup and not the cutter and challenged that guy and gave up a three-run homer. I mean, I throw him a doo-doo changeup away, a batting practice fastball. He rolls over. He hits a double play. We're out of the inning. But, you know, he's a big dude, and he thinks he throws hard. And I'll tell you, those hitters, they come up to the plate with bats, and they're dangerous little things.
Yep, that's true.
So you have no problem with them keeping him in the eighth?
Oh, I have problem. Well, the Weiner line, my best buddy, he's already criticized Cora. He didn't bunt. He didn't get Moreland, pitch run for Moreland. Moreland gets thrown out at third. That cost him probably a big inning. And then, he stayed with Price one hitter too long. But, see, me, I don't want to come out of that game. Price doesn't want to come out of that game. It's just I'm smarter than Price. He went to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, but 2 weeks ago he came out of the game because he had that weird sensation in his hand.
Yeah, it's called 32 degrees.
He's
a southerner. He's from Nashville. He doesn't know how to pitch in the cold. The cold is your ally. You've got to go every time it's cold. You've got to say, it's better for me than it is for the hitter. So never get mad at cold weather.
Okay.
All right. And now, are you concerned about the bats now that they've been no
yeah,
hit?
I'm concerned really about the bats. They sent them to Toronto 2 days early.
Maybe that was the problem. Maybe that was the problem. Okay.
I'm telling you, fire the equipment manager for sending their bats away.
Okay. Look, Bill, so we get no hit for the first time in 25 years.
Unbelievable.
And it was unbelievable. And I was thinking about when I'm watching this and they're getting closer to the, going into the eighth inning, I'm thinking, I wonder if Bill Lee ever, how close you ever came to a no-hitter.
I threw a one-hitter against Oakland, and I threw a few in high school. I never threw one in college. But, no, I was a contact. I pitched a contact. If I was going to throw a no-hitter, I mean, everybody on the field had to make the play of their career. You know, and it would have been if I had thrown a no-hitter, it would have been one of the for the ages. But I had good stuff, and I came close. I think Reggie Jackson broke up a no-hitter in Boston one time.
Oh, that's not bad.
Against me. And
I bet you had a lot of one-hitters, though.
Yeah, I threw a lot. I mean, I definitely had seen a lot of one-hitters.
Okay, but and speaking of one-hitters, what did you do on 420?
What did I do on 420? I thought about all the things. I came up, I met a guy in Boston that has a company, invented a transdermal patch, and that transdermal patch will be combined with all my buddies up in Canada, and we will never have to smoke again.
Wow. A transdermal patch. Okay. Well, Billy, thank you very much for joining us this morning. There's your big
You bet. I'm going the highway to hell. You sent me out on a...
Okay.
On the transdermal road race.
Okay,
on
man. Have a great one.
Highway.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.
Take care of yourself. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.